Stand up, loser. It looks like I mop the floor with you. Again, who would have guessed? You have a big bruise on your shoulder. It's definitely going to sting, so let me go grab some ice. No, I'm not being nice, you idiot. I just don't want you unable to fight next week. I'll be right back. Here. Oh, come on, stop being so sensitive. It was just a little punch. Or 10. Changing the subject a little bit, do you remember what you said, like, 10 minutes ago? I train so much in my free time. I'm sure you won't stand a chance this time around. Let's make it into a bet. The loser has to do whatever the winner wants. Yeah. Did you think I was going to forget about that? Nope. I would never forget an opportunity like this. I'm thinking about what I could have you do. Maybe make a post on Instagram with a pic of your bruises? Talking about how you always keep getting beaten by a girl? What do you think? Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, what do you mean I don't count as a girl? Is it because I'm too strong for you? God, stop being such a sore loser. You know what? I have the perfect punishment for you. Kiss me. Did I stutter? You lost our little bet. I'm telling you to kiss me. I'm serious. If that's how you feel about me, what could be worse than you? What the fuck was that? Yeah, I told you to, but I thought you were going to whine and cry about it, not just do it. And you kiss me like you want me. You weren't supposed to be that into it, but... If this is true, why did you say that about me? That's not just teasing. That was so mean. Ugh, you're such a jerk. But I don't want to stop kissing you. Damn. No, don't... Don't grab my waist like that. Wait. I don't want to be a buzzkill, but I think it's kind of disrespectful for us to do this here. No, I don't want to stop. It's just that maybe we could go somewhere more private. I mean, I live nearby. We could go to my place if you want. All right. Grab your stuff. Let's go. Now, before you say anything, I know this place is a mess. I've never been the most organized. But we are finally alone. Just you and me. I'm not nervous. I'm just a bit... All right, fuck it. I know you're not buying this. Before we continue with what we're doing, there's something I really need to tell you. Is that okay? Where should I begin? I know I called you a jerk for what you said to me earlier. It really was a little mean, to be honest. But it made me realize something. We've been friends since we were kids and all, but I've been a terrible friend to you in the last couple of years. I I keep saying mean things to you and bringing you down, thinking I'm just teasing you. But I could very well be hurting your feelings. I mean, I'm sure I did at least a couple of times. You were always so kind to me. This is probably the first time you've said anything that hurt me. After years of the stuff I've made you go through. You didn't deserve any of that. I know you didn't. I like you so, so much. But I've always been so terrible at expressing affection. I've had a crush on you since we were in middle school, and we're finishing college now. Do you know how long that is? You were the most amazing guy I've ever known. I always wished I could just hug you and kiss you and say how much I care about you. But I was never able to. So I started teasing you instead to try to get your attention. I even started doing karate because I know you liked it and I wanted to spend time with you. But then I started getting competitive and I ruined it too. I know this doesn't make any sense. I'm stupid. I always find a way to ruin everything. I'm just so sorry. When you kissed me like that, I felt so happy. But deep inside, I still feel like I don't deserve you. If you still want to forgive me and give me a chance, I'll be the happiest fucking girl in the world, but you don't have to do that. You should hate me. But instead, you're caressing my face, like now, and getting so close again. Thank you. Thank you. I promise I'll make it worth giving me a second chance. Oh, God. Can I really touch you and kiss you as much as I want now? God, I waited so fucking long for this day. We are still all sweaty, though. Maybe we should take a shower. No, you idiot. Sorry, I mean, you silly. Sorry, force of habit. I'm saying we should take a shower together. Oh, you like that idea, huh? And let's go. Guess we have to take our clothes off now. Okay, I'll untie my belt and take the uniform off. You should do the same. Don't get all cocky just because I say this, but, damn, you're so hot. Yes, you are. At least, I think you are. And I'm the one getting naked with you in the shower, so that's what really counts right now. Okay, my turn now. I know. So, what do you think? I've always been a little self-conscious about my body. I know it's not the girliest and all, but I hope it suits your tastes. Fuck. I told you before, when you grab me by the waist like that, I just melt. To the shower before you tease me more and I just throw myself at you. I know our underwear is still on, but I can't wait. Just get in. Do you know how much I want you right now? Of course you can. Grab my butt, squeeze my tits, do whatever you want to me. Oh. You can do all of the above. That really works too. Oh, damn, you don't like wasting any time, do you? I can already see how much you're enjoying this. My clothes getting wet and see-through with the water. You can't take your eyes off of them. And let's say there's other clear proof, too. You know, it's not being very easy for me to just stare at you, either. All wet and sexy for me. I think I'll help clean you up. I'll just take these off. Get a bit of soap and stroke you a bit. Touching you like this feels so good. And wow, I still can't believe you're this hard because of me. Told this to any guy before, but I trust you, so I kinda have a big kink for something, and I'd kinda like to try it if you're interested in that by any means. It's okay if you're not into it, just please don't think I'm a weirdo. All right, I'll just spit it out. Can I call you Daddy? Yeah, I like that kind of thing. Being called little girl. Calling you Daddy. Following your orders too, maybe? That's why I got all hot and squirmy when you grabbed me and pressed me up against the wall. I've never actually done it before, but the idea of submitting to my daddy just drives me crazy. And you're the only person I would ever trust enough and want enough to even consider trying that. I know, me of all people, right? I know this is weird, but I don't know. I thought there was a chance that you'd like that. Fuck. You're pulling my hair. You want me to do something? Of course. Just spit it. I mean, yes, Daddy. I'll do anything for you. I was hoping you'd ask for that. I want to have you in my mouth so bad, Daddy. Here, I'll get on my knees for you like a good girl. this hard, delicious cock. Was making me so hungry for it. I am a little cockslut for you. Just for you. Anything else I can do for you, Daddy? Oh, you want me to go deeper? I don't know how much I'll be able to, but I'll... As I said, I'll do anything to make you happy. You can use me however you want. Fuck. I'm so wet for you right now. I'm not talking about the shower. Daddy, do I have permission to touch myself while I suck your cock? Look at your naughty little girl, Daddy. Look at how turned on she is by finally getting to do this. Do you want to come in my mouth? No? Do you... Hey, why are you lifting me up and pinning me against the wall? But I still have my underwear on. Oh, you ripped my panties right off. Oh my god, that was evil. Oh yeah? And what if I don't shut up? Ugh. Fuck. Yes. Oh. 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 Yeah. You know, I think this is a great opportunity for you, Daddy. I've been so mean to you this whole time, and now you finally have me so helpless, pressed against a wall. I think it's the perfect opportunity to make me regret everything I did to you by pounding me as hard. Can. You're always so calm and gentle, which I honestly love. But I know every time I teased you, you just got a little angrier at me. Why don't you take all of that anger out on me now? Punish me for being such a bad girl to you, Daddy. Oh. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, 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 you're going so deep. Fuck, yeah, you're going so rough. Keep going, please, keep going. Please, Daddy, please, fuck me. Fuck me, I beg you. Fuck your little slut as hard as you can. Just like that. Oh, oh, sorry. Sorry for scratching your back. I didn't even know what I was doing. Oh, fuck. My mind is just going blank right now. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. This is so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, keep going like that. Oh, keep going. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, God. This is too much for me.
Oh, God. Daddy, can I come for you? Please, please let me come all over your cock. Please. Please. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Daddy. You punished me so good. Are you close too? Here. I'll go on my knees again. I want you to come all over my face. Mark me as yours. I can help by stroking you. Yeah? Come on my face, Daddy. Come on my face. Come on. Come for me, Daddy. Please? Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, Daddy. Wow. You did make sure to mark me a lot. And now I officially belong to you. Oh. That was so good. I think I need help getting up now. Fuck. You were really trying to ravage me. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Oh, God, yes. Oh. You were perfect. You were wonderful. So, I think we should actually take a shower for real. And then, we can order some food. I can kick your ass in Street Fighter, as always. And, we can cuddle while you tell me how I only won because I cheat. And if you're, still angry for losing, because I know you will be, I can, make it up for you in other ways later on. Sound good? Daddy.